Today's Gospel is taken from the long account of the Last Supper in the Gospel according to John, and it is taken specifically from Jesus' prayer for his disciples, which is the conclusion to that account of the Last Supper. As Jesus' mission approaches the climax of the cross, Jesus sends his disciples into the world as he himself has been sent by the Father. As Jesus' mission reaches the point where God is made known in Jesus' unique act of self-giving love, Jesus sends his disciples into the world as he himself has been sent by the Father. Their mission continues from his. Our mission continues from his. Jesus has made his Father's name known, and he prays that the disciples may be sanctified in the truth, that they may be made holy in the truth. And he prays too that the Father would protect them, that they might be one. Jesus' mission, the disciples' mission, our mission, is to make the love of God known to the world. Loving service is a part of this mission. The prayer we have heard this morning is from that same narrative of the Last Supper as the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Loving service is a part of it, but so too are holiness and unity. These things also are signs of God's love to the world, and signs that we have been sent by Jesus, just as he has been sent by the Father. This coming week sees the happy coincidence of two big things in the life of the contemporary church. The older of the two is Christian Aid Week, through which the love of God is made known in the world through the service of the poor. And churches up and down the country are all playing their parts in raising money and raising awareness. The newer of these two big things is Thy Kingdom Come, which is an idea of the Archbishops of Canterbury and York, which first emerged a few years back. Thy Kingdom Come is the name given to the 9 days between the Feast of Ascension, which we celebrated on Thursday, and the Feast of Pentecost, which we keep next Sunday. And the Archbishops have asked us to keep these 9 days as special days of prayer for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the church. And here at St. John's Wood Church, these things will come together. They will come together in a very direct way next Saturday. Because as in past years, our response to the Archbishop's call to prayer takes the form of praying the entire book of Psalms on the Sunday afternoon and evening before Pentecost Sunday. And this year, the praying of the entire book of Psalms will begin during the afternoon in the midst of the Christian Aid book sale. It might at first seem to be awkward for these two things to take place alongside each other in church. But the more I think about it, the more I like the idea. In fact, it seems to me to be very much in keeping with Jesus' prayer in today's Gospel. In the first place, there is holiness, or as Jesus puts it, being sanctified in the truth. Through prayer, rooted in the truth of God's word, we open ourselves to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. We are called to holiness. And if this seems to be a daunting or even an unsettling idea, it might help to remember that holiness is not something that we do, but something that the Holy Spirit works in us. But God does not work in us without our consent, and so we need to make ourselves open to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. And that is why prayer is so important, and especially prayer that is rooted in the Holy Scriptures. The Psalms have been the hymn book and the prayer book of God's people for thousands of years. The Psalms are the prayers of Jesus himself. We frequently find words from the Psalms on his lips in the Gospels. And the recitation of the Psalms has been the bedrock of centuries of Christian devotional life, and Jewish devotional life for that matter too. And in praying the Psalms, we align ourselves with all those who have prayed to be sanctified in the truth.